This is
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zinat. Today's topic is the prayers of a disobedient child is not accepted. And that is not really cool. Imam Jafar al-Sadiq has said, Allah will not accept the prayers of the person who stares angrily at the parents, even though they may be unjust. You know, sometimes we complain that our parents are not just towards us. You know, this is a very common thing that comes. I'm not talking about little kids complaining. I'm talking about adults complaining. Oh my God, my parents have like 5 kids. He loves like the boys, not the girls. He loves the girls, not the boys. Or he loves the first two, not the last two. And if even the hadith said, even if you look at your parents, you know, with an angry face, Allah doesn't like it. You know, even if your parents can be unjust, honestly speaking. They are unjust parents in this world, you know. Father can be unjust, mother can be unjust, both can be unjust, you know. So even in this case, even if your parents are unjust, don't look at them angrily. Do not talk to them disrespectfully because there's a lot of pain taken by them to put you in this, like, you know, to get you to this world and raise you. There has been a lot of pain that we don't realize unless and until we become a parent ourselves. A young man was interceded by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The young man was on his deathbed when the Holy Prophet came, sat near him and told him to recite 2 words, you know, the last words that we have to recite before a death. But he was a young man who was actually dying. But the young man could not recite. It was very easy for him to recite, but still he could not recite it. The Holy Prophet inquired, surprisingly, if his mother was present. You know, the mother was called. A woman sitting near his head said, yes, I'm his mother. The Holy Prophet asked, are you displeased with him? You know, he said, mother said, yes, O Prophet of God, we have not spoken to each other since last 6 years, now that my son is dying. The Holy Prophet asked this woman to forgive her son. Thus, at the Prophet's instance, she forgave. You know, there was no connection between the son and the mother for 6 years, and they couldn't talk. Now this young man is dying. The young son is dying. Of course, it's a very painful moment for a mother. She comes to visit. She's very upset. The person couldn't recite the last moment, you know, Kalma-e Shahadat, we say, the last moment, the last words of Islam, announcing La ilaha illallah, that I accept there is no God except Allah and the Holy Prophet is my Prophet. He could not recite this very simple thing. So the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, inquired, is your mom okay with this guy? The mom said, no, I am not okay. I'm very angry with my son. He did not spoken with me, whatever reason. But the Holy Prophet requested the woman, the mother, can you please forgive? Do you want your son to be in fire and in pain? So the mother said, no, 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 I cannot see my son in pain and fire. I forgive my son. So what happened is that because of the Prophet, she forgave his mistakes and what? And they both, you know, shook hands. At once, the young man was able to recite the kalama. So the Holy Prophet asked him, what do you see at this moment? O Prophet of Allah, the man says, young man, a dark and a spelly man has got hold of me and is not leaving me. He sees a dark man is holding him. You know, the Holy Prophet told him to recite a dua. And when he decided the dua, then asked, now what do you see, O young man? He replied, now the young man on the deathbed said, a fair man, handsome man with a beautiful fragrance is moving towards me. The Holy Prophet said, keep repeating this dua. When the youth repeated this dua, he said, O Prophet of Allah, both of them has disappeared from my sight. After this, the face of the Holy Prophet was illuminated with joy. He said, O Allah, forgive the sins of this young man. Then the young man passed away in peace. Now, this tradition shows how difficult are the last moment of the people, you know, who are disobedient towards their parents. They leave this world in disbelief and remain forever in divine punishment.
We were given so many
changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Remember, not in all the cases are the Holy Prophet come towards us to guide us. So we have to be very, very, very careful. In spite of his tongue did not move till his mother forgave him, the blessings of Holy Prophet and the forgiveness of his mother brought salvation to this young man. So we have to understand, what is the meaning of this? That means the son or the daughter caused disrespect to parents by speech or action. If we are disrespecting our parents by a speech, a tongue, or our actions, or they do not obey them in matters which are within the reasons and matters which are not in anywhere against religion, you know, that is a very big sin. So now to look at the parents with anger is also a big sin, to cause unhappiness to the parents. Now we have to understand the meaning of ah. When we say the word ah, that means if a parents are saying, I disregard, I cut my relationship with my son or daughter, is a meaning of ah. That is a very, very, very big punishment for us. You know, a parent should not cut off relationship with us because they're upset with us because of the disrespect that we have done. And this will cause huge punishment. We have to be very careful by this. Even if you look at anger to a parent, you know, if we cause any kind of unhappiness to a parent, that can lead to cutting off the relationship with the parents. It is forbidden to take any step which one is sure will displease the parents. Now, benevolence to parents is mandatory. That means showing mercy towards a parent is very, very, very mandatory for us. The verses of the Quran as well as the tradition of the infallible Imams not only prohibit displeasing and angering the parents, but also stress that being merciful towards them is compulsory. Now let's look at the Surah Al-Ankabut. What it says? It says, and we have enjoined on man goodness to his parents. Be grateful to me and both your parents. In Surah Luqman it says, now the verses is specially worth nothing for the fact that Allah has mentioned together gratefulness towards himself and to the parents. Certainly, thankfulness to Allah is compulsory. You have to be always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, whatever he's giving us. You know, look at the example around us, how people are suffering, how comfortable we are living in many aspects of our life. We have to be first thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same way, it is compulsory for the children to be thankful towards our parents. Now in Surah Isra, it is mentioned that, and your Lord has commanded that you shall not serve any but him, and goodness to your parents. If either of both of them reach the old age with you, say not to them, off. What do you mean by off? You say, off, don't disturb us. Off, do not bother us. Off. Oh my God, what a big thing. You guys have got old and crazy. You guys have got so irritating. Off. You're not even allowed to say off. I'm using big words, you know. So we cannot even show the gesture of discomfort when they get old, because of course they are old. Now they are cranky. They are going to behave like a babies. Now even when we are getting old one day, it's going to be same like us. So we have to be humble the same way when we were kids and annoying and irritating, and they used to be merciful towards us. They never said off. So we have to be careful. So we have to be very humble and merciful towards our parents and not be disobedient. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So
Love is all I need.